Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
Northern Maine conjures up images of tall trees and deep snow, lobster and moose. But come summertime, says Mark Seth Lender, warm weather makes the moose miserable.
It is barely first light, but to the bull moose, cloaked in his rugged throw, it is noonday, though still cool, already too warm. He is pinioned by flies. With great precision, they drive into the skin, following the capillaries and arteries like a road map, all in a tormenting rush. On a ground of open water, there is nowhere to hide. Bull moose, like chocolate left out in the sun, is losing his solidity. But these ponds are his larder, and to eat, well, he has no choice. He ducks, head and velveted antlers deep, then thundering spray, lips splayed, and a white cloud spreads for 20 feet. Water cascades, runs in rivulets from his face, the great ears pouring out like twin Viking cups, a libation of water. Instantly the flies return. And now at his ankles, leeches catch a free ride and ride him till he bleeds, bright red against the dark brown of him. He goes, preferring hunger to the heat. At the sunrise side of the pond and still in shadow, a cow moose with her yearling has come down from the tree-covered hill. They shamble-amble through the shallows, picking out the tender shoots beneath and chewing loud and open-mouthed. Dipping and rising, two great metronomes keeping slow time, their jaws mash and crush the vegetation in counterpoint, a Niagara of water gushing down their chins. At last, the sun finds them, kissing their backs, and the cow decides they too must leave. She calls, a sound between a grunt and some deep brass instrument, and stepping and plunking she walks towards the shelter of the forest. The yearling continues to feed, like a child who will do as she pleases. Her mother strides away. Only then the yearling begins to answer and hurries to follow, and the underbrush snaps and rustles on the path of their long retreat. Just after sunset, a large moose, trailing her too-late calf of the year, swims the entire length of the pond. The calf struggles. Though summer will be long, winter will come, and the calf will be too small. The sky reddens their way. Twin wakes, black on the black of water, stretch out behind like time. All the time the world has ever known. Till now.
Author Mark Seth Lender. Mark has a new book of wildlife essays called Salt Marsh Diary. For more information and to track down some images of Mark's moose, go to our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Lee Smith, and Mitra Tanj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriella Romano, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Daniel Gross, Stephanie McPherson, and Anne-Marie Singh. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lears-Dean composed our themes. You can find this anytime at loe.org, and check out our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And while you're online, visit myplanetharmony.com. Our sister program, Planet Harmony, welcomes all and pays special attention to stories affecting communities of color. Log on and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to Just Eat Organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange Traded Funds. integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.